hey, Tiger, how you doing?
Phil Mickelson.
Listen, I was wondering if your wife would be willing to sell me her golf clubs. I mean, I'd pay anything for clubs that could beat Tiger Woods. Oh, hey, listen, no, really. Now, weren't you a little worried about getting those girls pregnant?
Not to worry. I practice safe sex.
Well, what if you got a hole in one?
Zing! Oh,
later.
So many times I gave girls the hint. Sports stars like to have some side holes. That girl was built like a fire hydrant. And you know how I like to hit those. This half tie they call Tiger is the butt of your jokes. But my last mistress, they had to revive her. 'Cause when I'm on a new course, I take a lot of strokes.
Just hold still while I aim at the fly of the Tiger.
To present our next award, former President George W. Bush.
My fellow Americans, it is I, George W. Bush. As you know, I have recently embarked on a career as a motivational speaker because I feel it is important to motivize people. And one of the really cool ways to motivize people is to scare them real good. You know, people love to be scared. Look at those movies like Friday the 13th and the sequel, Friday the 14th. So I'm here to present the award for Best Scare of 2009. To tell you all about it, Miss Peggy Lee.
Ever see a swine so hot, dear? I bet you wanna kiss me too. But you'd better get a shot, dear, because there's something that I'll give to you. I'll give you fever when you kiss me, but if I'm cooked, I won't give you fever. You could eat me unless you are a Muslim or a Jew. Did you hear Joe Biden try now to say the airlines brought this to you? He would swear that pigs could fly now. At least I think I heard him say that swine flu will give you fever. Go ask Biden just what germs came up from the south. Fever! In Joe Biden is something we call foot in mouth. Here is something to consider. How did swine flu get so big? Maybe it's from all those candidates that tried putting lipstick on a pig.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden, and I've been asked not to speak in public. Yet here I am. I'm here to talk about a few things tonight. First, you may have heard there were some party crashers at a recent White House State dinner. But I must tell you, I was invited. Oh, what are you two doing here?
Oh, it's okay. We're on the list. Nobody asked where my invite has gone. They did not check at the doors.
And we wrote on our name tags, "Hello, we're attention whores."
Oh, it's your party and we'll crash if we want to.
Right past the gumshoes,
sneaking right by you.
And now we too can be seen on Yahoo.
Hey, listen, as taxpayers, we have every right to go to the White House.
That would be true if you paid taxes.
Details. Thanks to our Twitter and Facebook accounts, we're now in a big legal mess.
So Natasha just unfriended me, and so did the IRS.
Oh, we are really raking in the dough now. We gotta go now.
Please watch my show now.
The Real Housewives of Cell Block 2.
Well, they seem like nice enough folks, but I am here tonight to announce the award for 2009's most effective government program. Now, of course, my administration, I mean the Obama administration, has come up with a very effective stimulus package. As you may have heard, we modeled our stimulus package based on the ideas of Franklin Roosevelt after watching his televised debates with Abraham Lincoln. But this is not some wild deviation from what we had planned all along. And to help me prove it, I've invited two very important people. First, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. From our Stepford collection. And also, Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. And they're lending their charismatic personalities to this little song I've worked up just for you.
Because of President Obama, the left wing's coming back. We passed a stimulating package to get us back on track.
And now we're gonna return to spenders.
Liberals rule.
Buy kids condoms in preschool.
Oh, those special earmarks who we won't touch.
Oh, they think we started swine flu, 'cause we like pork so much.
To help our biofuel production, our programs will be wise. Like energy from liposuction from Rush Limbaugh's thighs.
And now we're gonna return to spenders. We'll pay your rent.
If you are a gay immigrant,
we know we're gonna get trillions more in debt, but just to allay your fears, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 12 years.
So now we're gonna return to spender with our brand new spending push. And if it fails, we'll just keep blaming all our problems on George Bush.
And now, accepting a special Thanks for Staying in the News in 2009 award from comedians everywhere, please welcome best-selling author and former Alaska governor, Sarah Palin!
Hello, America! Oh, and hello to the great state of Washington, D.C. Now, I'm here to talk right at you. Now, as you know, many people have encouraged me to run for president in 2012. Now, of course, many of them are Democrats, but you betcha! Yeah, good times. But seriously, folks, you know, there's a lot of people who don't know, but I'm here to tell you that I've written my memoirs. Yeah! That's right. I wrote a book. You know, I haven't been home just making moose blubber brownies. No. I wrote a book, and it's called Going Rogue. Yeah, I can't wait to see what I wrote. Hey, it talks about how roguey and mavericky I am. And there's one of my favorite chapters is the chapter about my foreign policy experience. Did you know I serve Russian salad dressing in my house? Yeah. And I've talked to the French president, Mr. Sarcophagus. And not only that, I've met Dick Cheney's daughter. She's a Lebanese. Yeah, good times. Yeah. Hey, also one of my favorite chapters in the book talks about Christmas time at the Palin family house. Yeah. You know, can you imagine how wonderful it was that very first Christmas 2,000 years ago? Now, of course, I wasn't there, but I heard about it from John McCain. Oh, it's fine. Hey, you know, also, you know, speaking of Christmas, you know, Christmas is the most special of all the Christmas holidays. And, you know, up in the Palin household, we don't celebrate those Hanukkah Kwanzas, no siree. Hey, you know what? Come on up to Alaska, and I'll show ya. Have a gosh, oh golly Christmas. It's the kind that we adore. Santa stops, and then he hops to Russia right next door. Have a Palin family Christmas. Trim the tree with Todd and Jack. Welcome God with Piper Todd, Willow, Trig, and Track. Today the Christmas play had a great big hole. Bristol got fired from the Virgin Mary role. Have a betcha you know Christmas, every present will appear in your lap with fancy wrap. There are no newspapers here. Look there, the manger's bare. We need a child, no doubt. I guess I wouldn't mind popping one more out. Have a Todd and Sarah Christmas. The whistle is a pit. Through the Christmas ham, I'll just say, I quit. Okay, bye now. Have a good one.
Arr, me hearties, how are you doing tonight? I'll tell you something. Normally, we pirates like to pull on your purse strings, but tonight, we're here to tug on your heartstrings because it's a rough time and a rough economy for all of us, but no worse for anyone than we pirates down Somalia way. Can't keep our hands on the booty no matter what we try. So we're throwing ourselves a pirate fundraiser this evening, and we got some land-loving celebrities to help us out. So welcome celebrity number one right off the YouTube. It's the Scottish singing sensation herself. Miss Susan Boyle, get out here, Susan Boyle.
Hello, hello. Hi, I'm 47 years old and I've never been kissed.
It's easy to see why there's ne'er been an anchor dropped in that lagoon, eh?
Next, welcome at 60s cultural icon himself, Mr. Bob Dylan. Get out here, Bob Dylan. There you are. Hi.
No, Susan, I'm here.
Sounds like me after several grogs.
And finally, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our final celebrity helping out straight from his movie, This Is It. Please welcome the late Michael Jackson. Ah, here he is. All right there, Michael. Michael, how are you doing there in the afterlife?
I'm holding my own.
Captain Hook tried that once, turned him Jewish. Ah.
But now it's time for a little song parody. Aye. Because there comes a time when you have to show the world that there's boundaries they can't overstep. Aye, aye.
There are thieves and pirates who need a helping hand, who aren't as cute as Johnny Depp. Hey.
We got you on. Not helping by the love.
I hope that pirates are not like Scottish men who like their dates to have four legs.
We are the world. We are the pirates. We are the ones all the Navy SEALs would like to fire at.
It's a choice you're making each time your ship sails back. And like Somali pirates, I once too was black.
Soon lawyers will descend from every port to try for arbitration in me court.
I date a pirate. If he were cute like you,
then I would need an eye patch. I'd be needing two. All right, everybody sing along with Bob Dylan. When the booties are large, we do's admire it. We can't make a living as farmers, it is clear. We tried selling corn but couldn't get a buck an ear.
To present our next award, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Hello. I am here to present the award for most outstanding idea from Barack Obama. Let's look at our first nominee. It is an outstanding proposal regarding what to do when Guantanamo Bay is closed.
I got released from the prison, so it's a long way home from Guantanamo. Is there a place in U.S. to go? 'Cause I need a job and I want to be a taxi cab driver. Taxi cab driver. I would much prefer to go home today, but I can't board planes, says the TSA. Got to the airport and got turned away. Who would think that I would be on the do not fly list? Do not fly list. Can't get on JetBlue. What can I do? Now I'm in Manhattan and you ought to know what will happen next with Guantanamo. That's where my passengers all will go, 'cause they need a place to put all those Wall Street advisors. Wall Street advisors. Thank you for riding Gitmo cabs.
But to accept the award for the most brilliant idea from the Obama administration, please welcome the big three auto manufacturers.
Hey, how you doing there? We represent the big three auto manufacturers in the United States, and the three of us are here because we... Oh, hell.
Uh-oh.
Where's GM?
I don't know.
GM!
Hello?
GM!
Hello? Hey, sorry. My car broke down.
You should have taken my jet. Because I have one.
Anyway, we are here to appeal directly to you, the voters, to pay for our bailout. Now, we know this might sound expensive. You might experience sticker shock, but come on into my little office. I get my little calculator. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised by the price I come up with.
What's that? Still too high? Well, let me talk to my manager and see what we can do. But frankly, at this point, we're not making any money on the deal.
I mean, seriously, you are killing us here. And at these prices, how can you resist? So come on. What would it take to put you in one of these little bailouts today? What say I throw in an extended warranty? You're going to need that, believe me. The whole deal's going to fall apart in a couple of months.
Hey,
huh?
Wait a minute, don't walk away. Take it for a drive.
If we can't find any suckers who would bail us out, the future of American automakers will be in doubt.
And since our cars are dinosaurs, the Japanese know so much more.
You gotta help us, Honda. Help us get up off of the floor.
Bow, 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 bow.
me, Mazda. Help me, Mazda.
A Mitsubishi, please buy a piece of me.
Hey, Toyota, help us, Toyota.
Subaru, our cars suck without you.
Help me, Honda, yeah.
Or we're gonna be poor.
Taxpayers, just imagine the possibilities if we combined our brands with the Japanese.
Exactly. Like, say we combine the Toyota Tercel along with the Ford Edge to get the Edsel.
Hey, hey, hey. Maybe if we combine the Mazda MPV with the Mercury Comet, we'd have the vomit.
Or if we took the Nissan Titan and the Cadillac, we'd get the, wait for it, Titanic.
Those are all swell ideas.
Yeah, but then we'd have to stop capitulating to our unions, or our salaries would be that of Japanese executives.
No, that's just plain crazy talk. Yeah. Let's go back to the original idea.
Bow, 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 bow. Help us, Congress, help us, Congress. Help us, Congress. Help us, Congress.
First payment of $200 billion.
You must take delivery by 01010.
Terms at 1.79% and 0% financing for the first 2 months. And your right leg and your first born male child for the next 10 months. All due at signing.
Help us, Congress, please.
Like you helped AIG.
And now a word from the 2009 Nobel Prize Committee.
The same Obama that just won the Peace Prize just sent more troops for an Afghani push.
It doesn't take a genius to realize he simply won because he's not George Bush.
Well, pretty soon there's gonna be a backlash. The pundits say he hasn't done a thing.
Obama, you might wanna give it back fast, 'cause it's just giving fuel to the right wing.
You can't hide your Nobel Prize, and the odds you're picked defy. Guess by now we realize
they should rename it the Nobel Surprise.
For all awards, Obama's now a factor. He'll win the Super Bowl, Vegas predicts.
He's favored at the Oscars for Best Actor. And just because he's signed up for Netflix,
the Nobel Prize Committee is now flustered, but we don't think Obama should feel bad.
Now it seems the prize has lost its luster. It ranks behind mugs that say world's best dad.
So this prize may sell my rate, but Barack should win, there's no debate.
If he could just bring peace to John and Kate,
plus eight.
Welcome back to the Capital Steps Radio Show. To present our next award, please welcome Balloon Boy Falcon Heaney.
I am here to present the award for... Dad, what am I supposed to say?
I'll take it from here, son. Why don't you go hide in a box?
The next award is for those who, like me, had their 15 minutes of fame during 2009. Our second place finisher even got the president to say he acted stupidly.
I'm minding my own business, a donut in my mouth. I get a B and E call, that's when my life heads south. I ask the guy who breaks in to show me some ID. Goodness gracious, then he screams at me. Hey, Officer Crowley, you white racist swine. How dare you try to save me from a house that is mine? You're asking me questions because I am black. You'll be berated by Barack. By Barack, by Barack, by Barack. Just because I am black. Now the president has got my back. Uh-oh, Mr. President, sir.
Dear kindly Sergeant Crowley, perhaps I wasn't clear. We'll settle this right now, we can fix it with a beer. I'm not anti-policeman, I just don't feel your pain. Cause your union voted for McCain.
But hey, Mr. Obama, it's not black or white. How would you like if someone broke in your house tonight?
You're right, let me treat you, the next round's on me.
Sure, soon as you show some ID. Come on, who are you really, buddy? Let's go. Let's go.
And now, the 2009 winner in the 15 minutes of fame category. Let's just say it's someone who was totally overexposed.
Who's the baby daddy who's been spreading some lies? Levi Johnson knows the Palins no one denies.
He will get his fame if it's by hook or by crook.
He will write a tallow brand new coloring book.
What's the next installment in this family feud?
I just saw in Playgirl he'll be in the nude.
Met a girl named Bristol and she tried to explain. She would only date me if I vowed to abstain. I assured her that was something I could respect. If in between abstaining we could keep having sex. Now I'm really famous and a smoking hot dude. To get out of Wasilla I got in the nude.
In the nude.
What are you thinking?
It's not huge.
You've heard of shrinkage?
It looks skewed.
Wasilla's chilly. It's hard to live where they compare you to a moose.
I just saw the pictures. Can I ask if you're sick?
No, it's just my Johnson shaped like a hockey stick.
What will you do when your 15 minutes are done?
Being a stunt double would be really great fun. I'll be cast as Brad Pitt and George Clooney's butts.
We thought you were just crazy, now we see you're nuts.
I'm a private detective. My father named me Hugh. My mother named me Jim. My last name was Bissell, so my friends call me Huge Imbecile. The recession, it hit me pretty hard. I was working less than a West Virginia tooth fairy. Job leads were colder than Ann Coulter stamping passports down on the Mexican border. I came home one night, exhausted. I fell on the couch like a Letterman staffer looking for a raise. Pretty soon I'd crashed harder than Tiger running from a 3-iron. Then the phone rang. It was the State Department. They had a big assignment for me. They wanted me to look into the most recent elections in Iran. That's right, the Iranian presidential elections. Yeah. It seems that the incumbent there, one Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Wait, hold on, incoming. I am getting word that the correct pronunciation is Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Forgive me. At any rate, the incumbent... Wait, hold on, incoming. And now I'm getting word that I was never issued an earpiece. Curious.
At any rate, the incumbent, one Mr. Now I'm in a Jihad, faced some pretty tough challenges from his opposition, one Hosan Mousavi. That's right, the election had gotten a little ugly. There were even some Iranian war veterans who claimed to have served with him on a swift goat. Well, I headed straight to Iran. Well, I didn't fly straight to Iran. It was a northwest flight. So we flew to Pakistan, woke the pilots up, and then flew straight to Iran. Didn't take a lot of detecting to figure out there was some awful fishy electoral procedures going on here. I mean, please, who were they trying to fool? I wasn't born yesterday. Millions of paper ballots counted in a scant few hours. A popular candidate riding a surge of momentum suddenly inexplicably being defeated in a landslide? This was no way for civilized people to hold an election. This was a way for Floridians to hold an election. Well, I was getting nowhere fast if I didn't talk to the president, so I looked him up. Unfortunately, he was standing surrounded by a crowd of angry mob. Which doesn't make any sense, but you get my point. He tried to placate them. He said, all right, if you truly believe that there should be a presidential recount, then raise your one remaining hand. Then he turned to me and asked me if I knew anything at all about hanging chads. Then five guys named Chad took off real fast. It was time, I thought, to talk to the challenger, Hossein Mousavi. By all accounts, a decent fellow, not one of those crazy extremists yelling extremist death threats. He was a crazy moderate. He yelled crazy moderate death threats. He was a little upset about the whole election. It wasn't so much that he minded losing. It's just that he felt now if he were to publicly concede, then people would expect him to put on a lot of weight and make a documentary about global warming. You know, the whole thing was starting to stink like week-old fish. I wandered back to my hotel wondering how can we possibly get at Ahmadinejad? And then I thought back to famous cases over the years. How had we gotten Al Capone? Tax evasion. So that turned out to be the key. Called in my accountants, went over his taxes, and sure enough, guess who'd done them? Acorn.
Hello. I'm former Vice President Al Gore. As you know, I won the Nobel Prize long before Barack Obama did. And was there anywhere near as big a fuss? No. But whatever. I'm here to remind the Capitol Steps that any hour-long radio show on public radio must include at least one environmental message, even if that is a bit inconvenient. So I've written a little song for you.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Wow. Nice Earth Day singles party.
Yeah.
Oh, great hemp poncho.
Oh, thank you. Actually, it's made from the belly button lint of a protected free-range Tanzanian chimpanzee. Would you care for a carrot?
Is it organic and pesticide-free?
Well, yes, I grew it myself. Oh.
It's not that easy being green. Having to unplug every appliance each time I leave the house. When I think it might be easier to forget about the polar bears in the Arctic and let the chlorofluorocarbons be released from my TV and refrigerator by letting them run all day long. Or something less eco-friendly like that.
It's not that easy being green. People give me weird looks when I do ordinary things. Like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use them to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me a really weird rash.
But green's the color of grass.
Which makes great dental floss.
But with fair trading habits and no test on rabbits, my teeth now grow moss.
Is that a leather belt you're wearing? Tell me how now could you kill a cow now?
Are you kidding? That's the finest pleather made of recycled scraps of Indonesian rainforest bark droppings.
Indonesia?
Do you know how big the carbon footprint is on something that's been shipped in a diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you're an omnilocodecavegivore.
What?
Oh, that's what I am. I only eat fruits and vegetables that have died of natural causes within 50 feet of my house.
Can we still make out?
Sure.
My Hummer's parked out back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dobbs. Lou Dobbs. And as you probably have heard, CNN and I have decided to part ways. But why? Am I leaving of my own accord? Or did they think I was getting too close to the truth? Well, was I? I've heard a thousand voices cry out that I was. You haven't heard them because they're in here, in my head. But I hear them all the time. They never leave me alone. And they're Mexican, oh God. And they think that Barack could pose a danger. The liberals think he was born in a manger. Hawaii's just a ploy. Barack don't eat no poi. Odds are we should all believe the bloggers. He's a secret Kenyan man. What a brilliant plan. But I've got Obama's number, if that really is his name. His birth certificate I am demanding. His lie is worse than NASA's fake moon landing. Yes, of his birth there is no trace. So he could be from outer space. And maybe he'll abduct us all tomorrow. There's not one fact I check, but I need respect. So to make myself look smarter, I always stand next to Glenn Beck.
Hello, I'm Dr. Phil. And our our final award for they can't see it anyway. Our final award for 2009 is for innovation in healthcare reform. Now, some of you may be wondering why I'm here to present the award for healthcare, given I'm not a real doctor. But you know, you're just going to have to get over that. So for tonight's winner in healthcare reform...
Dr. Phil! Hold on.
Who are you?
I'm Kanye West. I'm going to let you finish and all, but first, I got to say, I know you're a great doctor, but everybody knows the greatest doctor of all time is Dr. Pepper. Shut up!
Okay, Kanye, this interrupting thing, how's that working out for you? Okay. Never mind. For this final award, we take you to a town hall meeting on healthcare reform.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to this town hall meeting for the Democrats' healthcare proposal. I'd like to ask everyone, please, please, let's keep this civil. I'd also like to remind you that as a member of Congress, I have the full authority to taser anyone who does not agree with me. Okay, I think we have an exciting new plan to share with the American people.
Since Cash for Clunkers was such a hit, here's another deal. With this healthcare program, you will be enthralled. Cash for Codgers is what it's called. When folks get older, they can get sick. That's when spending soars. If grandpa's fading, bring him for trading when he's 64. All right, let's open the floor up for questions here. Yes.
Excuse me. Well, I have a question over here.
You, yes.
Yeah, how much can I get for my uncle here?
Excellent question. I think that falls under Section 3 of the bill. That would be cash for uncles. Let me see here. Looks like a 1945 model. Ooh, very costly to maintain.
Oh, yeah, The prescriptions alone are $400 a month. I mean, the insurance premiums are killing us here.
Yeah, I'll bet he's a real gas guzzler, too.
Quite the opposite, actually.
Tell you what, I'll give you $5,000 for him.
$5,000?
Yep.
Oh, Uncle Joe, you stay here with a nice man. He's going to take you to a farm where you can see all of your childhood pets. Bye now!
I thought we were going for ice cream, you heartless wench. This is just crazy. Most Democrats aren't in shape like me. How about I promise someday you can have my parts?
That would be a really great start.
I will donate my heart and my brain when my life is done.
That's a lovely ambition, but we politicians can't use either one.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 27 years, the Capitol steps have poked fun at sordid scandals and stupid politicians, and quite frankly, what could be better? Actually, wait. Let me start over. I'm sorry. I apologize. Jadies and Lentilmen, for the past 27 tweers, the Capitol keps have poked fun at scorted sandals and poopid stolitians, and fright quankly. But could be wetter. Whip your flirts, it'll make a lot more sense. All right. Now, tonight's Tory is sort of a spectrorective, a rear-end yap-up, if you will. Because believe me, this was yite a queer, Jadies and Lentilmen. I mean, it's hard to stind a place to fart, frankly. So let's go to the beginning. Let's start with Blod Ragojevich. Okay, you probably remember Blod Ragojevich. Kind of a farming cello with a really cad hair butt. Now, Blod, you see, Jack in January, when Ciroc had to leave the Bennett because he was our most recently erected president, Blod tried to get Sonny for his meat. I don't know about that, Blod. Of course, he made some cone falls, got caught saying some dirty words, which was overheard because he was being tire-whapped by the IBF. Because, as I said, he's not the fartest of smellers. That is why Blod totally blew his gob as governor. Now, moving ahead, right around Tring spraining or so, there was some trig bubble in the spurled of warts. Specifically, it seems that a lot of placeball bears were all stopped up on heroids. I mean, guys like Ranny Mamirez and that eye gay rod. They'd all been sticking beetles in their nuts. Which sounds pipe quainful, frankly. Now, they, of course, said it was the dalt of their factor. I don't know. I think they just wanted to look mowerful and pustily. Also, right around that tame sime, Fecal Millips, the world's swinningest wimmer, it was discovered that he was a smot poker. It was all over the tube and everything. You know, because apparently somebody, fuck a total of Fecal Millips, you know, taking a big brag off his dong. He's an athlete, he can do that. Which, of course, brings us to the big summer of the bummer. The end of Jekyll Maxon. And, of course, his estate, which, of course, there was found to be a bite over that. Now, Jekyll Maxon, who was he really? Well, you know, Jekyll was simply a Saxon slowly turning into an Anglo-Jackson. Was he blight or whack? Was he fail or me-male? Was tarred to hell? I mean, he'd had so much sastic plurgery. There was a big knoll right where his hose was supposed to go. It's true that Jekyll liked to crab grotches. Usually his own, sometimes others. And it is true there's nothing he liked better than a hiney shove on his gland. I'll give you a second to erase that image. Because I refer to Premember the Jekyll who made all those Higg bits, like Jilly Bean, like Bake Your Shoddy, I Bont You Whack, and of course, I'll Thee Bear. I mean, that's the Jekyll I want. The Jekyll who had Brenny mothers, like his mother Brarlin, and the rest, of course, Bremaine, Brebby, Branit, Bretoya, Brandy, and of course, Burrito. Moo, will they hooch off now? It's a terrible tragedy. This brings us up to our Skeksnandel, which began in the ball and featured Leyvid Dederman. You know Leyvid Dederman, the heavy toast. He has that gazy crap in his teeth. Leyvid Dederman seemed like a mapply harried guy, right? Nor ought. Because it turns out he was mopping on everything that hooved. Of course, sooner or later, somebody wanted some mush honey, you know, a billion mucks or something, and next thing you know, there's Leyvid Dederman asking his supporters to be sore giving. Actually, sore giving is probably something he has to worry about at this point. Now, Jay's Anonymous, this brings us to the Krite House Washers, the Carty Prashers, I should say. This was sort of a rip on the Bladar. I have to say it seemed more like a publicity punt than anything. Had these two publicity peakers. Somehow they suck past Nakirity into the Heightwaus, where they started having a little, you know, tall smalk with the Mayan Heidi. Right up until they started having a little tall smalk with the Secret Service. Secret Service, there's a remedial one for those of you who haven't caught on yet. I guess, frankly, we should be lucky, I guess, that they didn't put the Heightwaus pilverware into their sockets when they left. Now, this brings us right up into the Skynal Fandal of the year. And, you know, here it is. It's very convenient. Weiger Tuds. Why Weiger? Weiger Tuds. He just seems so cleaky-squeen, didn't he? You know, Weiger, he's great if you want to get a haul in the bowl. You know, Weiger, he gets laid a pot. Weiger is Yansom and hung. Weiger might be the giggest boffer in the history of the hurled. But Weiger was weeding on his chife. Who, I might mention, happens to be like this hooper sot meter swaddle. I mean, tut the hell does it wake here? Come on. And then he was meeting on his chistress with another chistress. Then he was meeting on those chistresses with a bunch of hexy sores. And then he started trying to over everything cup. You know, he left these moist veils that I have to say were sort of cranefully peepee. Oh, how the fighty have maulin. Remember how it was when we first wa him sinning? I mean, our eyes were tuned to the globe. The announcer would come on and say, "All right, Weiger is looking at a pig butt here." Last time around, he bit a hoagie. But this time, if he gets a low whore on this roll, he'll really up his skankings. Weiger. Why did you have to go and poo the Scrooge? We liked you, but then I'm afraid there were too many duty calls and too many cootie balls. Which is what he's going to wind up with if he's not careful. Jadies and Littleman, I guess the storal of my Maury, you know, is this. When you're Fitch and Ramus, the Fitch and Ramus are not like Moo and Yee. Mm-mm. The Fitch and Ramus are a nunch of butts. Plus, if you and I got caught doing any of this stuff, believe me, before you Joe it, we would lose our knob and have our sluts thrown in the bammer. Yank thou very much.
Before we say goodbye to 2009, the Capitol Steps would like to do a big, finely choreographed, well-rehearsed number. But we'll do this instead. It's a tribute to those people who make our country what it is today.
The government wants to take over my health insurance.
Mine too.
I'm annoyed.
And I'm
annoyed.
And we're a paranoid. Our eyes have seen the gory and the bloody healthcare fight.
And believing every rumor is America's birthright. Is Obama just like Hitler?
Well, both of their moms were white. Make sure Fox News is on. Glory, glory, paranoia. Health reform, it will destroy ya. It's a big socialist ploy. The truth is so far gone. We'll descend on each town meeting, call each congressman a putz. My name's Filbert.
Hazel.
I'm Pecan.
Pistachio, we're nuts.
Soon health records will be on a chip
implanted in your butts that you'll be sitting on. Health reforms we will resist. U.S. rankings we've dismissed.
Hey, I think you're typing that on your TV remote control.
What channel is he on?
Illegal immigrants will get big bags of cash when they are sick.
In the House, Nancy Pelosi's trying every ploy and trick
to persuade the Blue Dog Democrats. She called in Michael Vick.
Is this healthcare swan song? Glory, glory, new death panels. This will go down in the annals of reasons we should change the channel. Where our TV is on.
This Capital Steps radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to the entire Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who would like to remain anonymous, were John Bell, Jenny Corbett, Jack Rolls, Tracy Stevens, Mike Tilbert, and me, Kevin Corbett. All accompanied by five-time Dancing with the Stars contestant, Lenny Williams. We would like to thank our sound engineer, Jim Smith, road crew, Greg Hammond, Paul Topros, and Sam Lohman, and Press Secretary General, Bill Hurd. We have a new CD for the holidays, Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Check our website for information on this and all the Capital Steps CDs. Just go to capitalsteps.com for all the details. Thank you for listening!
...2009 had it all, if by all you mean flubbed oaths, premature prizes, death panels, beer summits, presidential dogs, vice presidential blunders, and one writin', tweetin', quittin' governor. I'm Peter Sagal. Join us as we make you glad it's all over, and yet happy to relive it, on this weekend's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz from NPR.
Saturday morning at 10.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign, now with a new dinner menu. Tapas served every evening until 2 a.m., along with lunch on Friday from 10:30 to 2:30, and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Information on menus, wine, and beer lists is at RadioMariaRestaurant.com.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.